universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Yesterday, I was thrown back about 25 years by hearing a slogan that... And I remember it very well, and if you've been around for a while, you'll remember it too. All we ask is that you let us serve you your way, have it your way, have it your way at Burger King. And it's like, oh, I remember that playing and singing it, and of course you can probably I can't do it, but some people can do the Big Mac and all that's on it, and you know, marketers make so much money by helping these things just stick in our head, and it's kind of a neat thing in a way. I was reminded, though, also of something somebody sent me, and I saved it, and I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. Of insurance taglines or insurance slogans that are out within the last year or so. And I wrote them. Joe is my real good friend, and he sent these to me, and we've been playing a little back and forth on how to make them a Christian slogan. For example, Nationwide is on your side. That's a Nationwide insurance, of course. Jesus Christ is on your side. That kind of fits, doesn't it? Yeah. Here's another one. You're in good hands with Allstate. You are in God's hands with all grace. I kind of like that one in a way. You are in good hands with Allstate. You are in God's hands with all grace. Here's another one. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hey, I can even sing it. Yeah, okay. Well, it could be the Christian one. More than a neighbor, Jesus is there. That kind of works. Yeah. Here's one that's out a lot. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Farmers Insurance. And of course, it's on TV commercials and sometimes radio, where they show the weirdest thing happening. Now this one, I had to think. You might come up with some better ones than me, I don't know. He knows a thing or two. Come on, let me try it again. He knows a thing or two because he gave his life for you. Blessed Assurance. Let me try that one again. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. That's so easy. It just rolls off the tongue. And it would be a good one. It has to roll off the tongue, and it didn't so much for me, but here we go. He knows a thing or two because he gave his life for you. Blessed Assurance. Here's one last one. It's a local one, at least local, I think. And maybe it's nationwide. I'm not sure. It's on one of the TV sub-channels. For a great low rate, you can get online, go to the general, and save some time. And Cecilia, my co-host with Room 4216, she's the one who came up with this one. This is pretty good. For a great new fate that is sublime, go to the Savior and gain all time. That's kind of neat, isn't it? Let me try it again. For a great new fate that is sublime, go to the Savior and gain all time. Well, you know, as fun as those are, early Christians had one as well, and I'm not sure you're aware of that. It's a subtlety, and as I explain it, you'll probably go, oh, yeah, I guess I did kind of know that. And they needed a slogan, a tagline, because they wanted to relate to each other, especially in times of persecution, which the first couple centuries were. And so they had to find a way that they could do a tagline to say, hey, I'm a Christian, but yet not boast, hey, I'm a Christian, because the Roman soldiers would just lop off their heads, or the Jewish people would torture them. well, I don't know about torture them, but certainly beat them, imprison them, and kill them. So they came up with the sign of the fish. And the reason they use a fish is because in the Greek language, fish is ichthus. I'm going to English-size it. It would be I, then the CH lettering, then the TH lettering, and then OS, ichthus. And what Christians meant by that, the I is actually for J. The J that we have in English is like an I. So it's Jesus Christ. That's the I and the CH. Jesus Christ. And then the TH is Theos. It's God. And then Oinos is Son. And then Soter, Savior. So it's Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. And they use the fish and the lettering of it simply to help each other know where each other might be. And John wrote about this, actually, and it might be because of these verses. I can't guarantee it, but it sure does fit. It's from 1 John chapter 4, verses 14 and 15, where John writes, "And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world." And then 15, "If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God." Basically, it's saying if you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, God forgives you, loves you, and he's with you. I just thought it was kind of fun using these taglines and slogans with the insurance companies, but then also to realize that as a Christian, we have one as well. Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. If you have any other thoughts or any other slogans, send them my way. And if you want a copy of these, I can send them to you on email. If you would be so inclined, write me at info@not-alone.net, or you can just reply to this email if I sent you the notice, and I will get it. And until next time, you're not alone. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.